Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, here with my husband, Benny. Grateful and thankful for another opportunity to come and share with you a word. We want to thank our listening audience. For those of you who continue to log in each week, if these messages are being a blessing to you, we ask that you would please consider sharing the link with your friends on your Facebook page, Instagram, Twitter, whatever social media you use, so that others can receive these teachings as well. It's truly been a blessing to us, and our motto at the Empowerment Place is, once you've been empowered, you take the responsibility to empower someone else. So we want to encourage our listeners to operate in that same vein. So this week, our topic is, my mind has limited me. My mind has limited me. And it's just exciting. I've had a couple conversations about it already, and it has stirred some things. So that's what we're going to talk about this afternoon. For our callers on the line, if you have a question or a comment, we ask that you please press 1 and we will bring you live. I'm not manning the chat room, but we do welcome those of you who are in the chat room and listening via the web. So, Father, we thank you now for this and other teaching opportunity. Father, that your word would be illuminated and seeds planted into the spirits of your people to make them mindful of those things they do and don't do. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as our chief teacher on this evening. We yield to you to reveal to me and to Elder Benny, Apostle Benny, that which you desire we release. We give you praise in advance for manifestation of this word in the lives of those who have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. We thank you and we count it done now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So my mind has limited me. That topic in and of itself makes everybody just think, what really has my mind limited in my life? One thing that we have to come to terms with is that whatever is in our life at the moment, it's because we came in agreement with something. Whatever we're facing, it entered as a thought, which was entertained. And then we became in agreement with whatever it was, and manifestation took place. Now, I know for many of us, myself included, there are things that have happened in my life that I wish I could change. Things that, like I stated, I agreed with. Sometimes I agreed with by not saying anything. Sometimes I agreed with it by verbally saying yes. But what it all boils down to is that when I was in these situations where I was being limited, where I was in violation against God's will for my life, those limitations had to be dealt with. They had to be dealt with. So first let's look at the scripture from 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 through 6, and I'm reading this to you from the Message Bible, and it reads this way. The world is unprincipled. It's dog-eat-dog out there. The world doesn't fight fair, but we don't live or fight our battles that way, never have and never will. The tools of our trade aren't for marketing or manipulation, but are for demolishing that entire massively corrupt culture. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fighting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of our life shaped by Christ. Our tools are ready at hand for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience in maturity. Whew. I'm going to go back and read this. We use our powerful God tools for smashing warped philosophies, tearing down barriers erected against the truth of God, fitting every loose thought and emotion and impulse into the structure of life shaped by Christ. Now, again, that's 2 Corinthians 10:3 through 6. What we have to recognize is in this scripture, we usually read it in King James Version, because we just know that one so well. We wrestle not, for our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. When we look at this scripture and we think about how our mind has limited us, often we instead of recognizing that our warfare is not carnal, we operate in a carnal mind. We don't recognize strongholds for what they are, but instead we war with those things that we contend with. We war with situations in the world, and as the message reveals to us, the world is unprincipled. It's a dog-eat-dog world where nobody is really being concerned about who you are and what God has called you to. It's about me and mine, and I'll get it by any means necessary. The world does not fight fair, but yet we find ourselves being perplexed. We find ourselves being exhausted even, because we are trying to fight situations that are worldly. We're trying to fight individuals that are in the world and operating like their father, who, based on their actions, is not God. But what Holy Spirit wants us to know is that we can't deal with issues, worldly issues, if we can't remove those limitations from our mind, if we can't keep warring against things that we don't have to war against, we're never going to remove the limitations that are on our lives. And the thing that we have to do with that is that we have to change our minds. We have to change our mindsets. We have to begin to operate with the mind of Christ, because that, with giving us access to the Word of God, with having a prayer life, with studying the Word to show ourselves approved, will help us. And even using the Holy Spirit, that gift that's been given to each of us, accessing the Holy Spirit to give us clarity when we're being tempted to act as the world acts, instead of waiting to hear what the Holy Spirit says, and use the tools that says our tools are ready at hand for the clearing, for clearing the ground of every obstruction and building lives of obedience into maturity. King James says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So when we change our mind, focusing on the things of the world, when we stop focusing on what's in front of us, instead of trusting what God has spoken concerning us, then we have the ability to remove some of the limits that we placed on our own lives. Oh, yeah, there's so many. There's so many things, and babe, just tug on me when you've got something to share. I think about limits, and the first thing I think about is credit limits. When you want something new, and whoever you're trying to purchase it from runs your credit score, and based on your credit score, your limit to borrow is set, and then the limit on your interest rate is set based on a score. Now, if we had to ask Holy Spirit to judge us and give us a spiritual limit based on our obedience to what God has spoken concerning our lives, then we might not question why things aren't manifesting, because we know that we have not been doing everything that God has spoken. We have not been fighting the good fight of faith, but yet we've been falling prey to the enemy and his tactics to get our mind off of what God has spoken and to make us focus on what the world is presenting. Agrin, I'm grateful for those who have called in on tonight. I wish that you would share, amen. We have some powerful women of God on the line. Please press 1 if you would like to share on this conversation on tonight. And so I'm going to jump over to 1 Corinthians 2:16. It says, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." When we have the mind of Christ, because, y'all, we say it all the time. Well, I don't say we. Me. I've heard people say it all the time. You know, they want to be transformed by the renewing of their mind, and they want God to create in them a clean heart and renew the right spirit within them. And we this stuff all the time. But when it comes down to it, are we really doing the things that would show that we are maturing in the obedience to the Word of God, the obedience to what the Holy Spirit is saying, and allowing Christ to think through us? When it says that I want the mind of Christ, that says that I am surrendering all of my thoughts, all of my activity to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. And then I will govern myself accordingly. When we do those things, then we're able to resolve things that have been limits in our lives. Then we're able to deal with any iniquity that we might have in our lives, because we're no longer thinking about it based on our emotions. We're not dealing with it according to what's in front of us, but we are truly relying on what Holy Spirit has said. We're truly relying on what God has spoken concerning this situation. And then we have to be careful. We have to want to position ourselves so that God can use us and remove the limitations. We have to want to position ourselves today. I know what I do wrong, but help me to do right. Something, I'm probably paraphrasing it, but that was the context of the post. I know what I'm doing wrong, but teach me how to do right. And my mind said, if you know what you're doing wrong, then you know how to do right. But do you really want to do right? Because therein lies a choice. Well, you choose. You good or evil, you choose. The word says choose you this day who you're going to serve. When you think you're doing wrong and you can still do wrong, when you know you can do right, what is that saying for who you are and you? Who does that say you are? Why? If the Holy Spirit is in you, do you have to be taught unless you're not listening? Unless you're not really allowing Holy Spirit to speak to you? Unless you're not really willing to give your whole self to what it is that God requires from you? Amen, 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 amen. When we get to the place, the space, that we're ready to give up the way we handle things, because it really starts there. What I said from the beginning, that whatever's in my life right now, whatever's in your life right now, it's because you agreed with it. You agreed with it. Whatever the situation is in your life, you agreed with it. And then you say, God, I don't feel like I can move. God, I feel like I'm stuck. God, I need some things to turn around. God, forgive me. I agreed with this. It's not what you wanted for me. is not even what I wanted for me. But because I wanted to be like this one, and because I wanted to look like that one, and because I wanted to live this way, and because I wanted notoriety, and because of this, that, and the third, we come up with all these excuses as to why we agreed with something that was contrary to God's life. And he said, can you mature to the place where sometimes you just disagree? Sometimes you just rely on what it is that I'm speaking to you instead of you being moved by what people want from you. Your mind has limited you because you've been listening to the wrong voices. Your mind has limited you because you don't understand who you are in him. Your mind has limited you because you've not been thinking about the things above, but you've been thinking about the things beneath. You're finding yourself to be less than instead of all that God has created you to be. Your mind has limited you. Because you don't really have the relationship that you desire with the Father. And you know what's really sad? What's really sad? I'm talking about me. What's really sad is that for all the years that I spent in quote-unquote church, I spent time in a religious organization without a relationship. And so I spent a lot of years limited because I didn't have a relationship, limited because I didn't take the initiative to study to show myself approved, a workman that would be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word. I was limiting myself because I did not know that I had purpose, because I had listened to the people in the building over me what they thought I would not be. Instead of me embracing the word of God that says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But we've been manipulated and we've been limited by the tactics of the enemy that have held us captive by our own mind, I'm grateful for Holy Spirit. I'm grateful that I recognize his voice now where in the past I did not. I only relied on what I knew. I relied on what I felt. I relied on what I saw. I relied on what others told me. I allowed myself to be a field where you could plant any type of seed in my spirit, and I would allow it to take root and manifest and limit me. But I'm so glad I came to myself. What is it going to take for you to change your mind? Really change your mind. Not just say, oh, God, you know, I'm operating in the mind of Christ. Don't just say it, but what's it going to really take for you to operate with the mind of Christ? It's going to take dying daily, where you're going to have to start submitting to the will of the Father daily. It's going to require that you cut some things and some people off. Now, when I say that, because of who we are in Christ, we're to love everybody, but we've got to understand that everybody that's connected to us is not assigned to us. And because of it, we get preoccupied in things that have nothing to do with God's plan for our lives. And because of that, then we find ourselves being limited with our time, limited with our strength and our ability to move about. We're pulled in every direction and not focusing on what Holy Spirit has said is that which God wants from us. I'm just talking to y'all out of experience, lessons that I've learned in this walk, in becoming and still becoming who it is that God would have me to be. But you've got to be willing to be teachable as well. You got to be teachable. You got to let Holy Spirit teach you. some things we got to learn all over again, because we have been held captive to warped philosophies. We have been held captive and limited by barriers that have been erected in our lives against the truth of who God is in us. What's your daily confession? What are you decreeing and declaring over yourself daily? Are you even doing that? Or are you just getting up and moving about and letting whatever happen, happen? Are you guarding your heart? Are you guarding your mind? Are you being careful of what you let in your gates? Because these things are going to affect how you think. How you think. Again, we've got some listeners on the line. If you would share, for the listeners who can, think about your life, how you've lived, where you're at this very moment. And if there's a situation where you face limitations, whether you're breaking limitations now, whatever the case may be, if you're willing to share your process, we'd love to hear from you. Just press one, and we'll bring you live. Honey, would you like to share?
Good evening. Really, I think she covered pretty much what she set out to do. But I would just say that when we go to the Word, it says, set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. So if we would just remember to seek first the kingdom, that's the compass that we need to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, keep our eyes fixed on the prize, because the prize is ahead. We just got to remember, you know, that we can do all things through Christ. These are not just words. These are spoken words. This word has more validity than anything that anybody could ever think of. So just being able to keep focus. We know that God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And when we're talking about the mind, having a peace of mind to be able to move forward and do the things that God would have us to do, the will of God, what was the original intent? That we be able to be fruitful, multiply, and just do the things that God would have us to do. You know, when we think about your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Those are just not words. Those are things that we can have. Now, when as she was speaking, I was thinking about, I've been writing a book since 2012. Had I written that book, it was in a different mindset. And I explained that in the book. That's why I haven't released it yet. Because I was in a different had a different mindset, and it was not conducive to what God would have me to do. So, again, we need to be steadfast and remember that our mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The mind is another key to taking the limits off of your life and really fulfilling what it is that God has for you, is that you have to be mindful that if you're not operating in the mind of Christ, you may be operating with a carnal mind, which is the exact opposite of the mind of Christ. Carnality works through the flesh, and we find that in Galatians 5:19-20. And the New International Version says the acts of the flesh are obvious. There's sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions. These are all a part of the carnal mind. And you might say, oh, well, I don't qualify. I don't do any of those things. Anything against the will of the Father is as witchcraft. Be careful. Be careful to try to disqualify yourself, because the acts of the flesh may not be obvious to us, and you may try to act as though it does not exist in you, but the Father sees and He knows. Can't walk carnally. We can't walk as mere humans. We're here on the earth, but this is not our home. Because when we walk carnally, we can't inherit. We cannot come into the possession of the kingdom of God, because our mind is messed up. When our mind limits us, it's not just about limiting us with natural things. Our mind can also limit us with spiritual things. We won't receive. We can't receive. We can't receive all that God has for us when our mind is twisted. When we're hot one minute, cold the next minute, Word tells us be hot or cold. If we're lukewarm, we'll spew you out. We have got to come to a place where we're ready to mature in the things of God, that we're ready to deal with the strongholds that have been limiting us, that we're ready to deal with the philosophies and the strategies that have been holding us captive. We have got to mature in the things of God and begin to remove those things that have limited us so that the necessary change can take place. Is it doable? Of course it is. Of course it is. But you've got to be willing. And you've got to take some steps. You've got to put in the work. Amen. We've got a caller with a couple minutes left. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you so much. God bless you, Apostle and Apostle Benny. This is Apostle Gloria.
Amen.
Amen. I was listening to the broadcast tonight, and something that just jumped in my spirit is, first of all, we have to tell ourselves the truth. We have to get in the mirror and look at ourselves and not look at those people who have put limits on us. And we have to realize that we put so many on ourselves that even the word tells us, Lord, help my unbelief. We have to get to a place of accountability. Yes, this person said this, and this person spoke this over my life, and I agreed with that. And the decisions that and choices that we've made has gotten us in this place. Be held accountable to it. Admit it that, yes, I agreed with this. I went along with it. I believed what the enemy said. I believed what somebody else said. God, help my unbelief. We can say we love God. We trust God. We say we believe God. But it's only, we put a limit even on that. We'll believe God for two miles. But when it comes to making it to the 10th mile, well, Lord, I don't know if I can make all 10. I made it for two. No, when we, like you said, take the limits off of our minds. He said we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I know with my process and where I am now, it seems like daily I'm working to remove limitations that I have placed on myself, because realizing that nobody has control over me but me. And the fact that I gave over control to so many people in the past, now they look at me like, who are you? You don't sound the same. You're not doing the same. I even had someone tell me, I've started saying no to a lot of requests that are being made of me. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. No, I don't like that. You saying no mighty much. I don't know if I like this new person. I don't like hearing you tell me no. And I'm like, okay, but I'm good with telling you no. I'm at peace with telling you no. Otherwise, I would be catering to you and not feeling and being convicted in my spirit or being unhappy in my spirit, knowing that this is not what I want to do. This is something that is beyond me. It is all to please. When we get to the place that we're stopped being people pleasers and leader pleasers and pleasing everybody else but God, we put so many people ahead of God. We've made them our God instead of the true and living God. And then when something falls apart in our life, we want to cry, woe is me. God, where are you? God, why did you do this? God, why did you let this happen? Take responsibility for our own selves, and we'll know where we are. We'll know God will never leave us nor forsake us, and it's the choices that we've made in our life and agreed with that put us in the place where we are. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Wow. I guess I should have made this one longer because we could have gone on good with this. So we do thank you all who called in. We thank God for those who are on the chat line. We pray that this has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to us. As always, we encourage you every day to do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take responsibility to empower someone else. We invite you to join us tomorrow morning by sending in your prayer request on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. We will be having intercessory prayer tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. Father, we thank you now for what has been released on the broadcast this week. We thank you for those who have joined us and for those who have taken part. We thank you again, Father, for the change that will take place in the lives of those who had an ear to hear, that they're ready now to release the limits and to be all that you've called them to be. We thank you and we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless each of you. We love you. Good night.